Now, I need two volunteers this morning to help me out with something. So I wonder if two people would be lovely enough to volunteer. If I can just move you a little bit further forward, Bill, thank you very much. And two people to volunteer. Anybody willing to come and help me? Everyone's being shy. Okay, Tegan, you volunteer. Anyone else? Okay, we'll take... Who's got their hand up down there? Okay, if you come as well, okay? Sorry, I've now got three volunteers. That's fine. Three volunteers, even better. Okay, that's great. Now, welcome to St. Thomas. Have you all said welcome to one another, by the way? Some of you come a bit late, so you don't have to say hello to the people around about you. That's okay, too. Now, it's great that you volunteered. The bad news is you're now my slaves for the next 40 minutes or so, which means you have to do everything that I tell you to do. All right? You happy with that? Yes. So what I would like you to do is, see these books here? I would like you to move them. I'm sorry, this is going to disrupt you over there, you guys, because we need that shelf just there beside you. So what I would like you to do is to move these books from here to that shelf over there, one book at a time each. Okay? Okay? So just start doing that just now. Thanks very much. Actually, no, just do it, okay? I'm not going to even thank you for doing it. Just go on with it. Thanks. Great. Great having power and having slaves in our midst. I'm watching you. And as fast as you can as well, all right? Thanks. Now, okay, while they're doing that, I want to ask you a question. Can you imagine a situation where your freedom's taken away from you? Your freedom was completely removed from your freedom to do stuff, your freedom to do what you want when you want, your freedom to work in what you want to do in order to earn money if you're working, your freedom to go out and entertain yourself, your freedom to watch television, your freedom to have fun with friends, your freedom to have friends. If your freedom was taken away from you, what would you miss the most? Okay, and if you could maybe just talk to one another just for a minute or two and just go around your little group and share, what would you miss the most if your freedom was removed from you right now? Okay, I'm going to stop you there now. Just before we kind of find out what's going on, just stop for a minute. You guys, how's it going with the book moving? How do you feel your work's going?
Well, I've been asked to take a coffee cup away, so...
Have you? Okay. So, would you like to stop now? Would you like to stop doing this just now?
Up to you.
Would you? Would you like to stop it? Would you like to stop it? Because I'm not going to let you stop it. Keep going right now, okay? Thanks. You know, I'm really wishing I had thought of something constructive and helpful that we might have got them to do. Just keep going. You're doing okay with that. Now, what would you miss if your freedom was taken away? Anyone want to volunteer anything? Sorry, would someone like to be the microphone runner for this? So I'm not running. Doing it. Anybody? Anybody want a shot? Hannah, you going to do it? Okay. Now, the clue about the microphone is you put it about there in front of them. Try not to hit them on the chin with it. And do not give them the microphone, okay? Nobody get you. You're in control of the microphone in case someone wants to give a speech or something. Okay. Okay. So you run right. If someone puts their hand up, we've got someone. Mark over here is going to say something. Brian's going to say something.
It'd be my freedom of choice. I'd miss most to be able to rise and sit and do whatever I wanted to do.
Freedom of choice. Thanks, Brian. Okay. Anyone else? Jeremy up the back there. It's a hard job, Hannah. Sorry.
Freedom to go and visit whoever we want.
Freedom to go and visit whoever you want. Okay. Over here, Hilary. It's hard to believe, Hilary, not everybody knows you.
Long lies and chocolate biscuits.
So what was the first thing? Long lies. Long lies. And chocolate biscuits. Yeah, okay. Ruby? I will take one more after Ruby. Anyone else?
Netflix.
Netflix. You'd miss Netflix. I would miss Netflix as well. More about that at the end of the service, however. Anyone else? Someone up here. Gladys at the very back there.
Freedom to make a cup of tea anytime I like.
Freedom to make a cup of tea, or even make a cup of tea for someone you love anytime you like. Not because you have to, but because you like to. Okay, thanks very much for that. So, you know, now though, actually, when you think about it, those things, most of those things are quite small things, really. But there are people in communities up and down the country who have had their freedom taken away from them to do pretty much everything. I know this is hard to believe in the modern day, but it's true. Now, should we go and see how our slaves are doing? Would you like to find out? Are you interested in how the slaves are getting on? Do you care?
Yes.
Really? Say, we care.
We care.
Are you listening, slaves? Say, we care.
We care.
Okay. Slaves, come to me, please. Right, now, how are we getting on? Oh, we've got another slave. Are you helping out as well? I've gathered more slaves, even as things have gone on. So, I'm going to ask you, how did that feel? Who would like to... Did it feel all right, being a slave? Me telling you what to do? How did it feel?
Annoying.
What?
Annoying.
Annoying. Are you annoyed with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, how annoyed on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being very annoyed?
6.
6? Oh, well, that's not bad. I feel better that it's not as bad. And you got anything to say?
Annoyed.
Annoyed, okay.
I don't mind it, actually.
You don't mind it?
No.
Is it just like being at home?
It's like going on a hike. I like it.
Okay. So it wasn't too bad?
No.
Right. Why would you say that? Could you imagine doing it? Imagine it was like that every day of your life. You had someone like me telling you, do this, go there, don't stop.
That's my mum.
I don't think your mom's here, is she? Do you think she's going to hear that you've said this? Because if your dad doesn't tell her, I'm phoning this afternoon. And you're grounded, I think, is the word. Okay, listen, thank you so much for helping. You can stop now. I'm not even going to make you take... I was thinking we might get you to take them all back and put them back over there, but I'm going to let you off because I'm much nicer than that. Thank you. Let's give our slaves a hand. Thank you, everyone. Thanks. Now, you just never know how things are going to turn out and what people might say. But it's not easy being a slave. Can you imagine what it would be like? We're going to watch a video which might just open this up for us in terms of what might be happening in our community in the city of Edinburgh right now. So we're going to watch a video. It's called What Do You See?
What do you see? There are thousands of slaves in the UK today. Modern slavery preys on the most vulnerable. And it starts with three little words. Want a job? Your heart flutters. It sounds too good to be true. But you want to earn money. Escape abuse. Educate your family. So you say yes. And then things change. You feel confused. There's less pay, more work, more control. Until there's no pay, and you feel trapped. What do you see? The child asking you for money? Cleaning your car? The guy paving your drive? Or picking your strawberries? The woman working as a maid? Or in the massage parlour? It could be someone brought here. Or the bloke next door. You won't see any chains, because modern slavery doesn't work like that. It takes men, women, and children, and makes them invisible. What do you see? Because if you can see them, there's a way out. Together, we can fight modern slavery. Go to www.unchosen.org.uk.
Okay, we're going to listen to a story, one person's story. Claire is going to come and read this for us just now. And it's a story of someone in London and what has happened to them.
Living in London, Sarah was treated appallingly by her employers. She was not allowed to contact her family, was often locked in the house, was not allowed to go out to church on Sunday, and was expected to be constantly on call. Looking after their baby 24 hours a day, with no contacts in the UK, no money, and her passport in the hands of her employers, Sarah did not have anyone to turn to for help. She received no pay for 5 months. She was trapped in modern slavery. A neighbour noticed that Sarah seemed distressed whenever he saw her. He had also heard rumours of her treatment and was concerned that she was not being paid and was being treated badly. He contacted Kalyan, a charity that provides advice and support to migrant domestic workers in the UK, to see how he could help. They told him it was important to know what kind of visa she had, as that would determine whether she would get deported immediately if she left her employers. The neighbour managed to speak with Sarah and get basic information from her which could be used to determine what her options might be. Sarah was worried that if she went to the police, she would be deported, so she decided to leave her employer and to try and find another job. But her visa was expiring, so she needed to find a new job very quickly. Her only problem was that she was in constant sole care of a baby and was not able to leave the baby on its own. Even if there was someone else in the house, Sarah was usually not allowed out. However, Sarah grabbed her chance when her employer let her out to do the shopping. She caught a taxi, which she paid for with some money given to her by her neighbour, and went straight to Kalyan. Sarah's main priority was to find another job, as she would need one in order to renew her visa. With 1 week before her visa was due to expire, Sarah managed to secure a job. She is currently working in the UK as a nanny. Her work allows her employers to go to work knowing their child is well cared for, and Sarah is able to send money home to support her family.
Thanks, Claire. Now, lots of organisations have kind of organised an idea. It's called Freedom Sunday. It's not actually for another few weeks. It's going to be October 15th. We're doing it a little bit earlier than that. And the idea is to try and just raise the profile of this issue around the country. And really what we want to do this morning is to think both about what God says about slavery, but also how we might respond to it. Slavery in the Bible is kind of interesting, isn't it? Because if you think about the Old Testament, God's people experienced slavery themselves. You read about that in the book of Exodus. And the big kind of catchphrase, if you like, from the book of Exodus is, "Let my people go," when Moses says to Pharaoh, "Let my people go." God's people had been locked into slavery in Egypt. And so there's a theme that runs through the Old Testament of freedom from captivity for God's people. And then we get into the New Testament and we get various verses which kind of speak into this as well about the notion of slavery. Remember, when Jesus came, slavery was a big thing in the Roman Empire. So here's a verse from 1 Timothy chapter 6. If you could put this slide up, Peter. Let's just say these words together if you can read them. All who are under, so it's a kind of interesting verse, isn't it? Because some people say, well, you know, Paul condoned slavery because he didn't come out and say, you know, slavery needs to end. But remember, he also said in other places, there's neither slave nor free, Jew nor Greek. And actually, the trajectory in the New Testament is away from the notion that slavery might in any way be okay. The problem is the Roman Empire, a large part of its economy is based on the notion of slavery. So you can imagine a situation where the beginnings of Christianity stands up and says, you know, we can't have slavery anymore. It's really, really, really wrong. It's likely that Christians would have been crushed out of existence for rebellion. Remember that film with Kirk Douglas in it that was set in the Roman Empire, and it's called Spartacus. The catchphrase from that is, I'm Spartacus. You should all be crying out, no? No, none of you know. The young people go, what is he talking about now? But the older generation know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, a slave rebellion is utterly crushed by the Roman Empire by crucifixion. So remember, that's the kind of background to a verse like this. However, Paul is talking about anyone who's a slave owner. In fact, in other places he says, slave owner, being involved in the slave trade, is a bad thing. You should give it up. But if you are someone who is a slave, don't rebel against your master. Treat them with full respect. That way we might get a hearing and we might be able to persuade the Romans, the slaveholders, that they might be wrong. There's an important lesson there, isn't there? That we need to be the kind of people who engage with difficult subjects and say, do you know something? This is a binary issue. It's an issue of good and bad. Holding power over someone like this is a bad thing. It would be described as a binary issue. We would agree with that. Being a slaveholder, holding slaves, is a bad thing. Yes? A few of you are not sure. That's what it is to be a married man. Married woman. Just don't go there. Stepping back from that brink. So there's a background there. And then we get something like this from Galatians chapter 5. Let's say these words together. Let's see this. It is for freedom. So the writer to the Galatians looks at that, looks at slavery around him and says, you know, being under the yoke of slavery is not a good thing. And he likens it to being under the yoke of sin. Sin is a really powerful force. It's destructive. It's harmful. It damages relationships. It breaks people apart. It controls people. It holds people back from reaching the potential that God has placed in them. Don't be under the yoke of slavery. Don't be burdened again. Don't return to the slavery of sin. So what Paul is saying there is that slavery of any kind is a bad thing. Slavery is a bad thing, and Christ sets us free from the slavery of sin, but he also calls his people to be the kind of people who call one another to be set free from that slavery, whether it's spiritual, the slavery of sin, or physical, slavery in the world. So Christians need to be the kind of people who fight against slavery. In the 18th and into the 19th century, when slavery was the driver of the British economy in a huge way, in America in the 19th century, when slavery was the cause of a civil war between the North and the South in the United States, it was often the Christians who kind of recognized this and stood against it. It took them some time sometimes to recognize that slavery was a bad thing. And yet it was Christians that kind of stood up and said, no, we're not going to put up with this anymore. Slavery needs to come to an end. So we, as followers of Jesus, need to be the kind of people who say, we will not put up with slavery. We will not stand for this. Now, the trouble is, most of us will look around Corstorphine and we will not be aware of many slaves, despite what seems to be happening in the Turner family over there. Most of us aren't in the kind of slavery that we saw in the What Do You See video. But at the very least, maybe we need to keep our eyes open for that possibility, that there might be people that, you know, when the guys come to pave your driveway, are they legitimate or are they being locked into something that they really don't want to do? There was a case that came up 2 weeks ago, I think, of people who had been sent to jail for a long time for holding a lot of people in our country in slavery, working for them with very, very little in the way of rewards, staying in slum conditions. This happens, ladies and gentlemen, in our world. It happens in our communities, and we need to keep our eyes open. What can we do? We'll think about that in a moment. But we're going to sing another song together, and then we're going to pray. And we're going to sing Amazing Grace. You know the story of Amazing Grace, written by John Newton, who was a slaveholder, who came to faith in Jesus, and he was a slave trader, actually. He plowed the trade across the Atlantic Ocean. And, you know, he came to faith in Jesus. You know how long it took him to really come out against slavery? He became a Christian. It took him 34 years to finally give up, thinking that being a slaveholder was okay. I think it was 34 years from becoming a Christian to realizing that this was a really, really bad thing he was doing. And then he kind of went full out writing pamphlets and talking to politicians and telling them, come on, we need to make an end to slavery in our culture, in our society. But he wrote this hymn, Amazing Grace, which is all about the freedom that he had received in Christ, what we read about in those Bible verses. He wrote it because he was so conscious of the new life, the new start that Jesus gave him. So let's stand together. We're going to sing this song together to remind us of God's grace to us and the freedom that we enjoy in him. Let's stand to sing. It will come up on the screen. This is based on the freedom prayer that's been written for Freedom Sunday in a few weeks' time. So let's say these words together. On this holy ground of worship, in this sacred place of prayer, we have heard the voice of freedom crying, let my people go. Father, who leads us into life, deliver us from every evil and make of us deliverers of others. We are chains restrained, God's children. We are humans trade in kin and skin. May our words pass on your promise of a land where liberty is sweet. Father, who leads us into life, deliver us from every evil and make of us deliverers of others. Give us faith to face the pharaohs who line their pockets from this plague. Send us as salvation sponsors, willing servants, slaves to love. Father, who leads us into life, deliver us from every evil and make of us deliverers of others. Father, who gives us freedom through Christ, set free the captives enslaved by the sin of others. Father, who leads us into life, deliver us from every evil and make of us deliverers of others. Father, who gives his people the Holy Spirit who brings freedom, pour out your Holy Spirit on all of us, that we might offer freedom to others. Father, leads us into life, deliver us from every evil, and make of us deliverers of others. Let's sit down. I'm going to watch another small, short video about spotting the signs. This might help us to keep an eye out for signs that people might be locked in to slavery. Let's watch this together. Spot the signs.
My name is Teresa. I'm from Nigeria. My family is very poor. One day, a family friend said they would train one of us in the UK, and they chose me. But we did not know they were deceiving us. When I arrived, they took my passport. I would work early morning till midnight every day. No school, no friends. I was very lonely and I was very afraid. Brother James from church saw them abuse me a few times. So he tried to talk to them.
No one deserves what Teresa went through. I told them, you have to treat this girl better. But they ignored me. And the abuse continued. So I called the Modern Slavery Helpline. It was confidential. And they promised to follow up. And that was how the support worker and the police became involved.
It was difficult for Teresa to talk to me at first. The horrors they put her through. I told her nightmares will soon be over.
But I was so afraid. I didn't know how I would survive in the UK without my madam and her husband.
Yes, she had no idea, but I assured her that we will help her.
And I believed her. I'm happy I did.
So what can we do to help? How can we spot the signs and what can we do? Well, you know, that story is just someone keeping their eye out for someone who is in trouble. You know, we all do that all the time. You know, we have concern for one another. So that's an obvious thing that we can do. Just keep our eyes open. But what happens if we see or we think that someone is in a difficult situation? What can I do? Well, there are various things that we might do. First of all, you might want to rescue someone that you see caught in that situation of slavery. You might want to dive in and help someone. Now, that might not be the right thing to do, because sometimes people who are in that situation of being enslaved are in situations of potential violence. So actually, it's not your duty to rescue them, but it might be your duty, your responsibility to pass on. That's why the Modern Slavery Helpline is so important. The number, we're going to put the number up. I wonder if you can put the last two slides up, Peter, as we do this, if that's possible. So don't necessarily jump in, but think about what you can do. Who can you call? We're going to give you something at the end if you want to really engage with this a bit more that will help you. You can stick it on your fridge as a fridge magnet. Don't rush to the rescue. We can pray. We can pray about our nation as we do week by week. We pray about what's happening in our nation. We can pray into this situation. It's a real thing that is happening. Politicians are aware of it. Do we talk to our politicians and say if there's a campaign or if there's legislation coming up to help deal with modern slavery, will you get behind it? Will you support it as a politician? Will you get behind it as our representative in the community? Will you keep it on your radar to try and stop this happening? You know, people are brought into our country, visitors from overseas. I know there's a big debate about how many people come in. There's a real worry now that with Brexit coming up, where a lot of the jobs, the legitimate jobs, where people are going to come from to fill those roles. The problem could be that we could see an increase in slavery on the back of that. We need to be very, very thoughtful, very, very careful about this. And then we need to open our eyes. You know, it'd be easy for us to go away from here this morning and say, well, it's not a problem in Caerstorfin. We're all lovely in Caerstorfin. You know, we all treat everyone equally and we look after one another. But you know, I think it's probably one of those things that happens right under our noses and we're unaware of it. We need to open our eyes and remain aware of what's happening around us. Where there is sin, we're called to stand up against it and to fight against it, in God, with God's help, in God's strength, in God's power. That's part of our calling as Christians, that we do that. So will we open our eyes and will we respond, will we remain engaged with this? So to help us do that, I'm going to give out these. I'm going to make these available. I'm not going to give them out. I'm going to invite you to come as a way of responding and say, yeah, I want to engage with this. I'm going to pray. I'm going to keep it on the radar. And this is just a kind of repeat of what is on the slide there, just to help you and particularly to give you the Modern Slavery Helpline, just in case you come across someone who's locked into this. So what we're going to do, those are there. I'm going to invite you to respond, to take one as a way of saying, yeah, I want to get behind this. I want to be praying. I want to be active. And we're going to play, but the song that we played at the beginning is a song by Matt Redman called Let My People Go. We're going to play another version of it. It's a lyric video. If you want to sing along as we do this, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. It's quite upbeat. If you don't like drums, you're not going to like this. So bear with us. But it's a great song. And the lyrics. Let's pray together. Let my people go. Let my people go. Lord God, help us to be agents of your freedom this week and in the months and years to come. May we stand for freedom and may we fight against slavery. Slavery to sin, the bondage that comes from people enslaving one another. And may we know your hope and be signs of that hope in a needy world. So help us now. May we go from here in the power of your Holy Spirit, knowing that we're loved, helping to care for all that you have made. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.